Hello and welcome to our video diary. What about hitching to Scotland?
Well, we began on Tuesday the 11th of July.
Yeah, we started off by Lantaf down in Broxby, and our first trip was to get into Melton.
It's pretty easy, wasn't it? It's the nearest town to us. I've hitched in frequently myself, it's only about 6 miles. It took us 15 minutes, but it's nice that Colin got the first lift. He probably won't get many more since he's a beginner, but you know, got him off to a good start.
Our first and only lift with a woman driver, in fact. And yeah, so we went to Melton very quickly. We thought this is easy. Going to get there before the day's out, maybe.
So we know around Melton quite well. So we met straight up to the Nottingham Road. Found a couple of likely spots that didn't work. Found a few more likely spots. Got a fantastic couple of laywares. Nothing worked.
We were going to Nottingham once to take hitches, it seems.
The gun crime capital of the UK.
So, yeah, after some very demoralising hours, I think about 4 hours after we were there, we headed off to the Loughborough Road to see if there were any nice on the way to Loughborough. So you set up shop by the side of the road, and I promptly fell asleep.
Yep, an hour later, he woke up, we switched, and we got a lift.
About 5-10 minutes. That was 2-0 to me. Nice chap, he does a bit of hitching himself, I know he did in his youth, so we felt sorry for us. And took us through to junction 23 on the M1.
Yep, that was about 1:45, we got our lift out of Melton, so just before that we were both about to despair of getting any further than Melton on our first day of hitching. But we were well on our way now.
Junction 23, we figured, yeah, we'll stand outside this truck stop, sure to get a lift. But it turns out that no lorry drivers ever pick anyone up, that was true for the entire time we're hitching. So we headed off down on the A road that led onto the motorway, and after switching sides of the motorway a couple of times,
we eventually got a lift with a bloke in a transit van, a little white van, not much space. I was sitting in the back amongst his carpentry tools.
I was on the front seat, very comfortable, very nice.
It only took us one junction. I actually got that lift, so I was a bit miffed when he only went a few miles. But got us started.
Next junction we're at, there was quite a jam trying to get onto the motorway, so we were able to walk down the jam.
Stood at the edge of the motorway, pretty much, while they were inching past.
Giving them lots of time to think about whether they wanted to pick us up or not, and no excuses for not doing so, really.
Quite unfortunate that they were going so slow, because while I was holding out my sign for M6 North, or it was M1 or whatever, somebody slowed down. Down the window down, that's where we wanted to go to Rotherham. They said, you probably don't want a lift, you'll get a better lift from here. We're only going as far as Rotherham. I said, oh well, never mind, thanks for offering.
So he came back and reported this to me. I knew just about where Rotherham was, so we
40 miles or so there.
So we chased her after the car, which hadn't got very far, that one. And they gave us a lift. Because she said, hey, can we still have that lift, please? And Anthony somehow managed to chalk it up onto his score, making it 2-all of that thing.
Clearly my work, we got to stop and put it on.
Anyhow, yeah, they took us up to Rotherham, and this is their service station. It was about, definitely our quickest of this, less than 10 minutes, left certainly, before a broken quite large vehicle, about 7-8 seats. And to the third hitch as well, he'd been standing around it, one of only two hitches I think we saw throughout our trip that weren't each other.
Yeah, he was probably more experienced, because the second one was on the survey of the motorway. This one's been going around Britain for 12 years hitchhiking and working in the service station. That was interesting.
So we're taking up to Leeds, but got very confused because we had an old map that didn't have the extent of the M1, didn't have anything called the M612 or the A639 or something, which we found ourselves wandering up and down for a bit. About an hour after we got dropped off, we ended up back where we started, more or less.
We'd already got a photo of that, so that wasn't much good.
Checked the map again, and we figured maybe we can get to the M62 if we go through Rockwell. I'm going to say it again. As we were heading through Rockwell, we kind of went the wrong way. And then happened what I still like to call the Rockwell incident. You can come again.
I didn't know that this is the second video. Take two. We're standing by the front of the road. This is still standing a bit improvised. That was the second time I've said
that.
the Yorkshire people stop by in a white van, told us we looked lost and that we were about an hour away from where we should be. We looked a bit disgruntled at this, and as a result they let us have a lift in their van.
There wasn't room, really. there was a bloke driving, and his wife or girlfriend was sitting on a seat. She ended up sitting on the window as we packed in the front of the van.
Yeah, and it meant you couldn't really use gears 1 or 2. But we got there in about 15 minutes, got to the edge of the M62, where very shortly afterwards, Colin got us a lift to Manchester.
A couple of guys who apparently make a living selling t-shirts outside concerts, they were on their way to Manchester to do that. They told us that hardly anyone goes to Manchester from there, so they felt if they didn't dig it up, then no one would.
Which
that was nice, yeah. So they took us all the way down the M62 to just outside Manchester. Tried hitching for half an hour there, but after that, it's getting dark by then. So we're trying to come to truth, but it's a little bit tonight. As soon as they want.